If you define a salad as guacamole and salsa, as they do in San Antonio, Texas, well, it should not be a huge surprise when the Center for Disease Control names you the fattest city in America. According to figures released by the CDC this past spring, San Antonio has a larger percentage of obese people than any other city in America. It's a hard helping of refried beans to swallow, but down in Alamo City, efforts have begun toward a huge, major image overhaul. Joining us now from her office in San Antonio is the Fit City Coordinator for the city, Wendy Welsh. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So why is San Antonio so fat?
Well, I think, you know, as I was saying a little bit earlier to some other people, we kind of have that margarita mindset. You know, we're into fiesta, we're into a lot of parties here, and yes, we do like our Mexican food, and, you know, I think that that does help with that matter. But in addition to that, it's what you guys were talking about earlier. You know, we do have a lack of recreational infrastructure, and that does make a difference.
So what can be done about it? Obviously, it takes years to develop a park system.
It does. And, well, yes, to develop a park system, but I think it takes more than that. And that's exactly what the Health Collaborative is doing here by forming this Fit City, Fit Schools program. You know, they're not trying to go in and say no more Mexican food and, you know, try to change everybody's style. I mean, we're actually giving people choices, and we are going to them. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, people are very busy, and there is lack of education in some terms as far as cooking and those sorts of things go. So you need to come up with programs that you bring to them and give them choices. You know, it's not a black and white situation.
So what specific initiatives have you come up with?
Well, Fit City, Fit Schools, and in regards to exactly what we're talking about today, the biggest initiative we have is Walk San Antonio. This program is fabulous. It's absolutely free, and basically what we encourage people to do is go out and walk. We have walking groups all over the city. In fact, we have 7,500 people that are already involved, and we've just kind of been up and running with this for the past 8 months on a public basis.
I understand there's what's being described as a vending initiative?
Yeah, we also have a vending initiative. We're going to corporations and hospitals and schools and other public entities, and we're really saying, hey, let's offer the people some choices. Let's offer them some healthy choices. And I think that's important. I mean, you know, people are busy. They're going to go to the vending machine and grab a snack. Let's not try to change that, but let's give them some choices on what they can choose.
Broccoli in the vending machines.
Well, I don't know if we're to that point yet, but how about, you know, water, juice, pretzels, some of these types of items versus just, you know, a candy bar.
I understand your office is also offering some cooking demonstrations.
Yeah, along with Walk San Antonio, what we do is we go out once a month to all of our different walking groups, and we take their BMIs. And I think this is important, too, something that we really haven't touched on yet.
The body mass index.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And instead of just saying, you know, how much do you weigh, I mean, this takes it a little bit further. I mean, we all know that there's, you know, differences there, and body mass index gives you a more accurate reading of where you are on a healthy fit level. And so we go out, we take people's BMI every month, and so they can start measuring their success. We give them logbooks so they can track their miles. We give them incentive items, you know, like sports towels, water bottles, all that sorts of thing. And now the Health Collaborative, through their Fit City program, has also offered cooking demonstrations through the San Antonio Dietetic Association, and we're going out and saying, you know, you mentioned earlier about the salad, the guacamole dressing. Well, we're saying, hey, here's a way you can make a quick salad, but don't add the guacamole in. It'll be a lot more healthy for you to eat. Those types of things. And maybe, you know, bringing out some cooking demonstrations because, as you know, we do love our Mexican food here.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's ways we can cook that. You know, corn tortillas and, you know, fat-free refried beans and those sorts of things. And we just want to educate people and how they can help themselves.
Let's get a quick phone call from Jenna, who joins us on the line from San Antonio.
Yes, hi. I was just calling because I spent the last year in Philadelphia and moved back to San Antonio in May.
You're the one who's responsible. Philadelphia used to be the fattest city in America.
Well, I will say I didn't take any part in that, and hopefully not in the San Antonio result either. But I found my lifestyle just changed dramatically. I drive to a grocery store now that's farther away than the one that I walked to in Philadelphia. I didn't have a car in Philadelphia, so I walked everywhere. And I planned my meals much more carefully because I was carrying all of my groceries home instead of loading them into my car. And so I didn't have as many snack items home, and I just found that I was much more prone to plan healthy meals, even, rather than just picking anything that happens to be in my freezer.
Right.
Well, I walked a lot more, and I lost weight, and I've actually gained some of that weight back since I got back to San Antonio, I'm sorry to say.
Jenna, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for that observation.
Oh,
we appreciate it very much. And Wendy Welch, good luck with your program.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us on today.
Wendy Welch is the Fit City Coordinator for San Antonio, Texas, which is, according to the CDC, the fattest city in America. In Washington, no small change here either. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.